on campus
and online.
This is URN The Pulse.
Experts at the University of Nottingham are starting a major new £1.1 million study into how people with multiple sclerosis could overcome cognitive problems. The trial will evaluate the effectiveness of new strategies to compensate for these difficulties and improve the quality of life for patients. A Nottinghamshire parliamentary candidate, Jason Zdrosny, has been suspended by the Liberal Democrats after he was arrested over child sex abuse allegations. The candidate denies the allegations that relate to an incident with an underage male in 2003. A poll suggests that David Cameron edged victory over Ed Miliband in the first live TV clash ahead of the general election last night. Although the two leaders were in the same studio for the show, they were questioned separately. The Labour leader insisted he's tough enough to lead the country. The Prime Minister said the UK is immeasurably stronger and they've turned the economy round.
It has been difficult. We've had a very difficult few years following the longest and deepest recession virtually in our country's history. Now, we're coming out of that.
It has been discovered that the co-pilot of the Germanwings flight crash wanted to destroy the plane. Andreas Lubitz intentionally started the descent after locking the pilot out of the cockpit. Former head of safety at British Airways, John Lindsay, tells us how Lubitz brought the plane down by flicking just two switches.
The switch to operate the door is down here on the console, or he moves the switch towards the rear, and that actually physically locks the door and that nobody will be able to gain admission.
The makers of ITV's period drama Downton Abbey have announced that the next season will be its last. The show began back in 2010 following the lives of a well-to-do family and will bring to its conclusion after season 6. In sports, England's Nottinghamshire batsman Alex Hales told BBC Radio Nottingham that the players were embarrassed by their World Cup failure. England were decisively beaten by Bangladesh, and Hales stated that after England's level of cricket, it just wasn't good enough. Today's weather sees a dry day following a chilly start, some warm sunshine and light winds. The sun will decrease later as a high cloud spreads eastwards. That's all for the news that matters to you on URN. The time is now 10 minutes past 12.